Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing. This message is by Colin Squires.
Can you imagine trying to run a race? If one of your legs decided, no, I'm not up for it today, and it went the other direction. You're there at the starting blocks, on your marks, get set, the pistol goes off, boom, and one of your legs is just like, nah, mate. Just hops off that way, and the rest of you are like, what's going on? Can you imagine? Do you know what an Olympic athlete with one leg would be called? Eileen. Eileen. We'd be calling back to the other leg, but I need you. Need. It's a good thing that puns aren't in the Olympics, isn't it? I know, you hate leg puns. You can't stand them. So did any of you see Youssef Dedek in the pistol? This was amazing. Okay, we've got some pictures of some of the headgear that some of the guys were wearing in the pistol. Look at this kind of thing. Amazing, all the technology. Let's see the next one. Look at that, just aiming down the scope, all this kind of stuff. Well, let's see the next one. It was getting a bit crazy. That one might be AI generated. But then this guy walks on and he's just like one hand in his pocket. Gets a silver! Amazing! Now, I was very impressed with this guy. And we're going to see if we can do a bit of target practice. Anyone want to help me out? I need you to hold your hands up very high away from your face and make a circle. And we're going to see if we can do the same. So let's see who's got. See, okay, let's go from here. So let me double. Let's see the next one. Just see him versus the other guy. What's going? Look at that. It's stone cold. Just okay. We'll have another go. But all these guys with these special eyepieces, and here he comes, and his eyes. I imagine if his eye could talk, he'd be like, watch this, lads. Yeah. Come on, let's see. A nice high target. Me a cone. Easy. Okay, the gun is a little bit of a disappointment. But his eye, if you imagine his eye going, this is ridiculous, I don't even need two hands. The other hand goes into his pocket. The eye's just like, what's this? Gwen, are you going to give me a... Oh, that one! Oh! Lift off. Can you imagine if that eye, anyone else, want to give this over here? That eye's like, this is easy, watch this, guys. That ain't nothing. His eye got so arrogant, he's like, look, I don't even need hands. Watch this. I may have taken it too far. Suddenly the eye realizes, probably couldn't actually do this on my own. Now, you might be wondering where I'm going with this, but if you guys know 1 Corinthians, you'll probably imagine I know exactly where I'm going with this. Because to complete an Olympic event, you need your whole body. You might train your fingertips, but if you weren't also training your legs, then trying to lift yourself up a climbing wall with no leg would be mighty difficult. We need the whole body. And the Bible, it says this. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ, or the church, you and me. Goes on to say, the eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you, just like Youssef Dedek, he couldn't say that. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you, like when we're skipping. But all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Now, can I have my tables out, please? I've got a couple of examples here on both sides of me. If I can have my wonderful helpers, could I also have my safety assistants come out, please? Health and safety assistants, you know who you are, I spoke to earlier. Yes, wonderful. Wonderful, Dorothy. Yes, wonderful, come on down. Health and safety assistants, you know me, safety first. Kids, I'm going to need your help. If you're in Young Saints, can you come to the front? Because I'm going to need you to help. See, we're going to have two teams. So you come on down. Wonderful. In fact, we've got enough of you. If you all come over this side, we're going to have... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's really handy. I didn't know where the rest of those had gone. If, by the way, if you can return to me any of my Nerf bullets later on, then I'll give you a prize, because my kids would appreciate those back. I'll make sure you get one. So let's have kids team over here. Have we got any adults who think they're particularly gifted with human anatomy? You know where everything goes in your body. Come on, let's have some volunteers, or volunteer the person next to you. Let's have a team of maybe three adults. Great, why don't you come on down. Anyone else who wants to take part, or I'm going to volunteer you? Yes, come on down, the person being pointed at over there. Anyone else? Come on, volunteer some grown-ups. Lloyd, come on down, I saw a hand. Wonderful. Lionel, brilliant. Okay, so over here, I've got a pile of organs. And where we've got Megan over here's got some blue tack. Over the next couple of minutes, in your teams, I want you to take all of those organs and see if you can stick them on the body where you think they go. And we're going to see whichever team does the best and the closest is going to win. Now, these are actually both my body that were drawn around. And I realised there was a minor mistake made. There we go. It's a bit better. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Been working out the tricep on that one. I got that upside down. But there we go. Wonderful. So are you ready? Two teams. Off you go. Now, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk to you. Now, no cheating, adults, no looking at the kids, okay? Off you guys go. See if you can get those all in the right place. And you've got until I make my point to finish. Okay, are you ready? So anyone ever felt like you're not that special? Have you ever looked around and looked at the people around you and think, wow, look at what they can do. They're amazing. Maybe in your class, you look and you see the person who wins sports day every time and you think, they're amazing. Why can't I be more like that? But what maybe you don't realize is the person next to you doesn't need an amazing athlete. They need a really good friend. Or maybe in church, you look around and you see, oh, look at Dan playing guitar this morning for the first time. Dan, by the way, did amazing. Legend. Thank you for playing this morning and leading us in worship. And you think, oh, he's amazing. I can never be that amazing, that gifted. But God has called you to be you, right where you are, and fitted you in perfectly. The Bible says, if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, would that make it any less part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how could you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. Now, you might sometimes feel like, let's see, who's got the bit I need? Dorothy, you're not on the adults team. There we go. Could I just borrow this one? Yeah, thank you. Now, I don't know if you know what this is out of context, but sometimes, if we're really honest, you might feel like this bit. Now, you might think, what are you doing talking about that in church? The Bible talks about it. The Apostle Paul says in our bodies there are some less honourable bits. He's talking about these bits. But he says we give those bits special honour. So sometimes the devil might be telling you, you're just this bit and you're useless. Let me tell you, if you're this bit, you are not useless. If this bit stops working, you know about it pretty soon. Now, there's a thing. Apparently, I googled it, called runner's tummy. And apparently long-distance runners sometimes struggle with digestive issues. And this, if you Google the images, this is something you will never unsee. They just have to keep running through it. They just keep going no matter what to win. Even if you feel like you're the most dishonorable part in the church, and sometimes you're just a bit dishonorable, shall we say, put it politely, God is even then said, you are so important. When we think about Olympians, we might think about the muscles, we might think about the physique, we might think about their amazing focus. But what we forget about is their whole body needs to work together. They need to have their heart working as well. If any part of their body stops working, if a kidney stop working, we don't think about Olympians having like amazing kidneys, but if their kidneys stop working, they're not going to be competing, are they? So we all are needed, no matter what part we are. Now, have anyone ever thought, needing other people makes you weak? Or I need to prove I can do this alone? Or other people just mess it up and let you down. I don't need them, or I don't want them. Or maybe you've even thought to yourself, I've got Jesus. I don't need anyone else. Let me remind you, in this context of the body, Jesus is the head. If we didn't need anything else, and we just had a head, and maybe we're like the fleshy bit of neck, maybe we're the third chin, we're not going to be very useful. A head just on a plate isn't going to make a great Olympian. What is that? I'm not sure I can tell you. Stick it where you think it might go. You've got about 20 seconds. Yes, that is correct. It is the radial muscle. I need some surgery if that's my radial muscle. Okay. I'm just going to take that, put that over here. Evidently, we don't need this part. So, where was I before I had a pancreas stuck to me? Oh, I gave it away. Let's see. I think we're on the next page. Yes, we are. If we were like that and said, I've got Jesus, I don't need anybody else, it would be like running a race and all of the organs dropping out behind us. We would not cross the finish line. We can't do it alone. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Okay, are you saying that you're all done and I need to come and see where all the body parts are? Wonderful, let's have a look. So before I do, if you're a member of the body and you know there's not alignment somewhere and there's someone you need to have a conversation with, that you know that there's a bit of a blockage, that there's a kidney stone or something like that that needs to just be freed up so there's no more pain, go have the conversation. Talk to Jesus. Make sure there's forgiveness. Let's let the whole body be working together in perfect unison. Now, everyone, can you please step back from your pictures? Let's see who has done the best. Okay, over here, adults. Let's see, you've got the brain in the right place. Well done. Not going to be swallowing very much because your trachea's dropped down here. Breathing. We need that. There's your esophagus. Oh, no, there's your esophagus. Okay, it's part of the stomach. Where's your trachea? Oh, it's down here. Okay. Great. Okay, so we've got the liver here, the stomach. Anyone know what that was?
That's the gallbladder.
Very good. What does that attach to? No.
Pancreas.
The liver and pancreas. Well done. Okay, good. We've got the small intestine up here, but the large intestine down here. These are kidneys, not ovaries. Back here, that. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, we got in there somewhere. That's the sinus cavity. So you were close. And bladder is in the right place. Well done, gallbladder, we'll put that back there. Okay, so I'm gonna give you 4 out of 10. Adults, well done. Okay, over here, kids, let's see how you've done. Let's see, brain, good. They got it, trachea, nice. Lungs, good. Heart, I know in Indiana Jones where he says, cover your heart, Indy, and he does this. It's not quite, it's still in the middle of the chest, just a little bit over this way, but good. Your kidneys are closer than the adults got, very good. Pancreas, not bad. Ooh, you've got your large intestine, ileum's upside down, so all of your waste is going to be pumping out into the gallbladder, into the liver, back round through the sinus cavity, and out of the bladder. That's going to be very uncomfortable, but overall, liver is actually pretty good. It's the other way around, but pretty good. Do you know what? Babies have got really big, cute, round tummies, because their liver is oversized to the rest of their bodies. Do you know? Interesting fact. I'm going to give it to the kids. Well done. You wonderful little anatomists. Very well done. Because who knows that if this was my body and all of these bits were where they are, to be fair, if my large intestine was connected to my liver, that would probably be quite uncomfortable too. But everything needs to be in just the right place. And just as we've exampled, if suddenly my gallbladder says, I'm going to be in charge, I'm going to start doing the thinking, it's not going to end well for me. Thank you. Can we give you a round of applause for all of our testants? Now, a lot of the verses we looked at after the last few weeks, they seem, we've looked at it like this, like an individual. So we've looked at this like an individual body, and we all make up parts of it. But another way to look at it would be like this. That it's not an individual race, like one runner doing the 100 metres and we're all parts of that runner. Another way to look at it would be we're a team, all running the same race. Yeah. Maybe we're running a relay, or between 1900 and 1924, there was the team race where everyone on the same team would all run and all of their times would all be added together and averaged, and whoever got the best time as a team would win. Now, one of the best things about working as a team is we can help each other up when we fall. The Bible says two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. And it says, but pity anyone who falls down and has no one to help them up. In 1992, in the Olympics, Derek Redmond was in Barcelona for the 400 meters. He was been really looking forward to this moment because 4 years previously in the 1988 Olympics, he had had to pull out minutes before the race due to an injury. 4 years and five surgeries later, he's in Barcelona ready to run the 400 meters. 150 meters into the race, his hamstring tears, but he's determined that though he knows he can't win, he is going to finish. And he presses on, and he presses on, and he presses on. And as you saw, even though security were trying to fight him off, a man climbs over the railing and runs to help him. That man was his dad, Jim. And Jim takes him by the arm and knows his son has to see it through. And he takes him, and all the medics are coming over and saying, no, we have to get him. He's saying, no, he has to finish. And though the race officials are coming over and say, you know, he's disqualified, he has to finish. And his dad helped him the next 300 or 250 metres and he crossed the line himself over at the end. And though his dad, Jim, wasn't part of the Olympic team, he was very much on Derek's team. Yeah.
That's right.
And Derek crossed the finish line with 65,000 witnesses to his determination, standing ovation, cheering him on for not giving up. Isn't that amazing? This is what we are called to as the church. It might be the thing that's tripped us up. It's not a torn hamstring, but in our spiritual race with Jesus, maybe it's the things Pastor Clive spoke about, sin that's entangling us. Or maybe it's anger and resentment and unforgiveness, or maybe it's sickness. Or maybe it's the things that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. We're not trained. We've kind of taken our eyes off the prize. We're not reading our Bibles, or we're not praying, we're not spending any time with Jesus. We're not warmed up, we're getting a bit cold. Or maybe it's the stuff that Andy was talking about last week when he's saying that we've forgotten what we're running for. Or we've lost our focus and we're running a different race, not the one we're supposed to be running. But when we have one another to help confess our sins, to forgive one another, to encourage one another, to stir up one another to love and good works, as it says in Hebrews, to lift one another up, bear one another's burdens. And that is what's so good about being together as church. I'm just going to speed to the end for the sake of time, but what I loved about this as well is that it was his dad. It was two generations coming together to move forward as one and not give up. And what I love about Derek and his dad was they ran, like Andy said, I'm going to run as though one to get the prize. I know I'm not going to get gold now, but I'm going to run anyway. Yeah. And this great cloud of witnesses were cheering him on. Yeah. I thought a wonderful picture of who we are and what we're called to. Yeah. And as the church, here we are, family service. There's a new word for you all to learn. All you kids, ready? Intergenerationality. Intergenerationality is one of the greatest strengths of the church, is our intergenerationality. The fact that we have all the generations together as one. And when we've got the wisdom of the elder, maybe the enthusiasm of the younger coming together, that is a powerful combo. It's Moses and Joshua, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. It's Elijah and Elisha. It's Paul and Timothy. It is Jesus and his church. It is the generations coming together. Now, please be honest, have you ever found yourself in a moment maybe resenting another generation in the church? Maybe if you're a bit older, it's that anger and displeasure at the children who are running around causing a nuisance. Maybe if you're a younger person, maybe it's getting told off by the stickler old people who want it turned down all the time. Anyone? No, not us, not us. We would never think that way. But if we're to reach this world with everything that God has for them, we need one another. We need to be the body, all knowing our part and not resenting ourselves or resenting what God has given us, but knowing, thank you, Jesus, I am important, I am necessary, I am loved, I am known, I'm special. And if everybody else goes, wow, what beautiful eyes, no one ever says, hey, what a beautiful sphincter. Wow, what a beautiful urethra. Nobody ever says these bits, but if they stop working, we know about it. God sees. God stitched together and said, I made perfectly. And the bits that no one else sees, he knows when they're going wrong. And he sees and he wants to fix and help and come alongside. Amen. So we don't resent ourselves or our parts, but we thank God for our part. And we all come together recognizing one another and giving honor. It says, remember, give honor to the less honorable parts. We give honor to one another. We honor one another well. We honor the generations and what God's the gifting God has given in different generations. then in Christ, though we though many, will form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. And the race that is set before us, we will run and win.
Amen.
Should we just stand to our feet? We're going to take just 2 minutes to respond quickly, and then we're going to just see if we can use our last couple of minutes just to do something really special. Let's close our eyes and just bring our hearts before the Lord. Father, if there's been any independence in me of I don't need the body, I don't need anyone, it's just me and Jesus, we're fine as we are, please forgive me. Lord, if there's been any lack of honour of myself, of who you've called me to be, why I have dishonoured what you have called honourable in myself, please forgive me. Father, when I've dishonoured anyone else, any other generation or any other in the body, please forgive me. Father, thank you for who you've made me to be. Thank you for this wonderful body that you have put me into. Thank you, Jesus, for every generation, every person, every background, every difference, every different way of seeing things that comes together, create a beautiful whole. Let me see from your perspective, Jesus. And let me honor myself and who you have called honorable and honor those around me. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus and you need a body to be part of, you need a family to be a part of, you need a team. And you were saying, yeah, I want to be team Jesus. Now I encourage you to just do the same before him. Just say this morning, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for my sin. Forgive me for the way that I have not honored myself or honored others. And I've not unknown. I've not, most of all, God, I've not honored you. Turn my life around. I want to give you my life. I want my life to be a life of honoring God. And I'd love to invite you to come have a conversation with me at the end of the service. And lastly, let us just say, thank you, Jesus. Not that we would just fit together well and be a healthy body, but we would be a healthy body so that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus to the community, the world around us. That Jesus, we can run the race to win. That's not just so we get a gold medal, but it's so that you get all the glory. Jesus, the glory is yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, just to finish the service, I want to encourage you, before you go out and you go get your drinks, but that's fine if you want to just go do that. I would encourage you, if you can, see if you can get into a little group with as many generations as possible. Please don't get offended if someone says, hey, you look old, come and join us, or the other way. But try and get as many different generations as possible from boomers and Gen X and Gen Z, high cap, no cap, be awesome. Come together and share one thing that God has really revealed to you that's so important in running your race, and just share a bit of wisdom, and then pray for one another's generation. Young, pray for the old, pray for the young, and just have a moment to just celebrate the fact that we are one. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.